This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Tom Turner. He's executive director of the American Bonanza Society. Now, the American Bonanza Society has a lot of airplanes in it that will be affected if 100 low lead goes away and there isn't an adequate replacement. I know it's a concern for your membership. It's a concern for other groups as well. Tom, tell us what the grassroots movement on this issue is all about and how it's forming up.
Well, last week, ABS was approached by actually several individuals who are part of what now refers to themselves as the Clean 100 Octane Coalition, members of the Malibu Mirage Owners and Pilots Association, of the Cirrus Owners and Pilots Association, and other individuals. And we were asked to play a part in this this growing coalition in order to voice our opinion and the fact that our aircraft cannot achieve rated power with safe detonation margins with less than about 100 octane fuel. Teledyne Continental Motors, for instance, has recently made a big announcement about selecting, or at least its intention to select, a 94 octane fuel formulation as the standard it aims for. And unfortunately, that would prevent full power operation with detonation margins in about 77% of the ABS type airplane fleet.
Now, we're talking 13,000 airplanes there, right?
13,000 airplanes in the FAA registry, yes, approximately, that would require 100-octane fuel in order to achieve the rated power. And that's just the Beechcraft, Bonanza, and Baron derivative airplanes. The members of the coalition intend to get together to create some sort of statement to the industry that they cannot accept anything less than a full power fuel, if you will. And ABS supports the effort to get the word out that we do need to have a 100-octane or very nearly 100-octane replacement fuel in order to get full power.
Well, why are the owners' groups taking on this issue? There is a plethora of aviation organizations, all with deep ties in Washington. Why is it necessary for you guys to mobilize?
Well, in some respects, we haven't had our voice heard. We are a relatively small percentage. Those of us who have engines that are in this class are a relatively small percentage of the total piston airplane fleet. And some of the organizations have made statements that approximately 80% of the fleet can operate as it is today with a 94-octane unleaded fuel. And maybe the thought is that 80% is good enough. The issue that we see, however, is that we are in the other 20%. And in addition to affecting our airplanes, if something should happen to significantly reduce our fleet numbers, it's going to have a dramatic impact on the fleet as a whole, or on the industry as a whole. According to some AOPA numbers, the 20% of the airplanes that need 100-octane fuel, by virtue of being the larger engine airplanes and a lot of the twin-engine airplanes, that 20% accounts for close to 80% of all the avgas purchases in the United States.
Because you're using your airplanes for travel, for business, et cetera, and the 80% are, well, they're not, it's unfair to characterize them all as as recreational, but a large percentage would be recreational, right?
Well, yeah, a lot of them are recreational, a lot of them are training aircraft, and a lot of them are used for commercial purposes, but they're not burning a lot of fuel. And the issue there is that our other 20%, if it goes away, the remaining airplanes may not purchase enough fuel to support the FBO and airport infrastructure. FBOs depend significantly on fuel sales in order to stay in business, and airports and airways depend on fuel taxes in order to receive their funding. It's possible that if we don't have a 100-octane option of some sort, that we might not have enough fuel business remaining to avoid some significant user fees just to keep the infrastructure going for those other airplanes.
This strikes me as one of those issues that has been going on for so long, and virtually everybody knows about it, that it's become sort of invisible.
Well, that may be part of it, and also there just hasn't been a sense of urgency until fairly recently. This all stems back, of course, to the 1974 Clean Air Act, which mandated the elimination of leaded fuels. Aviation had several extensions and exemptions to the rule, and here we are, you know, 40 years later, we have grown up, if you will, with the idea that, well, leaded fuel in aviation is not a good thing, but we're such a small user of fuels that it's not a real problem, and there isn't any urgency to get rid of it. Well, because of some legal actions in the last 5 years or so, and some even more recent things, the pressure is now on to set a firm timetable to eliminate leaded fuels. And just in the last few months, with the EPA issuing a notice of proposed rulemaking and a comment period that expires at the end of this month, the issue has really come to the front burner again.
Okay, so lay out your action plan. What is your new coalition going to do?
Well, first, the coalition exists, and we support the coalition, but ABS is, we feel that the goal of awareness, what the coalition is trying to do, is just one part of the process, and we're actually going far beyond that. We've been doing quite a bit behind the scenes. We're going to be more public about what we're doing now. But, of course, we want to create this awareness through member letters to Congress, member letters and contacts to organizations like EAA, AOPA, et cetera. But we're looking at some additional things as well. ABS is stepping up our advocacy. We talk quite a bit with AOPA on this issue, but now we're going to get involved with the General Aviation Manufacturers Association and EAA in a lot more depth to how we as an organization can get involved in the process. And then we, ABS, independent of the coalition, are also continuing to look at the scientific side of fuels formulation by dealing directly with industry that are creating possible alternatives, and with the academic world to see what can be done. So we've got really two separate things here. The coalition as it exists, and I am not a spokesman for the coalition at all. The coalition is trying to create a grassroots movement to simply let the world know that, yes, this is a problem for a large number of our airplanes, and could conceivably have negative effects to airplanes outside of our collection of aircraft itself, whereas ABS is moving forward on some other fronts as well to really try to be part of the decision-making process as to what will be a replacement fuel for 100 low lead.
Well, it's an issue that's going to affect all of us in aviation, and we'll be watching it closely, particularly your involvement. Thanks very much today, Tom.
Well, thank you very much, Russ. Nice talking to you.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.